Welcome, welcome back to the Making Money Online Diaries. Yep, it's another one with me in the car. This time I'm on my way to pick up the boy from Cub Camp. We're about 20 minutes away, so this gives me a lovely window of opportunity to talk to you guys about how exactly you can build trust on a platform. And here's the spoiler. It's no different to making a decent roast potato. You can't shortcut it. You just can't. Oh, that's a weird analogy, but it's true. Building trust, as with anything and anybody, is something that you build over time. And you cannot shortcut the time it takes for people to trust you. Especially in a cynical world of social media and online entrepreneurialism, which usually comes in the form of short-form content or long-form content. One of the things you need to be asking yourself, even when you listen to me, the most trustworthy geezer in the world, hello, there's my halo. Why is this person saying this information in this way? Now, I try my very best to be objective. I really do. But there's no denying it. I will have some form of subconscious bias that is geared towards the very thing that I promote. Of course I do. I'm going to sit here and tell you that free is better than paid because I run a free service. And I do inherently believe that. But you understand where I'm coming from here. You need to understand, yes, what are my subconscious motivations in sharing this stuff with you? That's a wise thing to do. And then with that in mind, apply that to everybody you listen to on social media. They've all got a motive, whether they're doing it consciously or not. But what I wanted to do when I got going, I knew I wanted to build communities, and I took inspiration from people that had built communities before me. I think the one I've mentioned before many times, her name is Emma Louise Hamilton. She is a girl that was an Amazon seller, and what particularly stood out to me from Emma was that she was clearly living in what looked to be a working class area outside of Birmingham. She decided she wanted to change her life. She decided she wanted to do Amazon FBA. And she did it on YouTube and built this YouTube channel, and it built and built and built, and all of a sudden she's got thousands and thousands of followers on there. And you see her journey, and she does a live at one point. It's like an hour and a half, and you can see how nervous she is. And instantly this girl's relatable, and she's trying to better her life, and she's succeeding because you see her grow her business, and she then got a license to sell alcohol on Amazon, which is a gold mine, by the way. And on she went, and she was so successful in the end, she stopped posting because the money had kicked in, right? She had a huge Facebook group. She had a huge YouTube. And I thought, that's what I want. That's what the successful people are doing. I'm going to emulate what Emma did. The fact that we had the same surname is purely a coincidence. I knew I wanted to give stuff away for free because that is how you build communities. And that is how you build trust. And it also keeps me accountable in my journey for £200,000 to £100,000. It was multifaceted why giving stuff away for free mattered to me. I wanted to be the reliable, trustworthy guy that when I had something for sale, people could take it as written that I've tried very hard with it and it's something of value, right? That's vital. Not only that, I need them to buy into me as a person. So I need to be true to who it is that I am and provide my audience with the best value possible, especially as my audience were people that needed a few extra quid at the end of each month. They didn't have the money to spend thousands of pounds on a course. So I went out of my way to give as much away as I could for free, so that when I did sell something, everyone understood that, look, if he's giving this away for free, right, now he's charging, that must be something special. And I knew exactly how I was going to do it. So when my socials started growing, I sold nothing. It was all through Amazon, sharing my journey, trying not to gatekeep anything apart from my products, of course, because that would be self-sabotage. But what I did do very quickly is I realized that my spreadsheet, how to get from £200,000 to £100,000, that was something worth sharing because people wanted to take the challenge on themselves. So I built a spreadsheet, I built a tracker that not only laid out what the 30% per month goal was to take it from £200,000 to £100,000 in the space of 2 years, but also tracking your Amazon inventory. Not just that, but SKU management, cost of goods, profit, deductions, refunds. I built this spreadsheet using ChatGPT, and then I gave it away for free. Not only did that instantly put me in people's good books because I'm helping them with their inventory in a way that they don't have to spend out on a monthly subscription for something, but I'm also at that point collecting email addresses, because you never know when you're going to need a list of email addresses for upselling, for general marketing, for brand awareness. So give something away for free. It's vital. Before you sell anything, give something away for free. And I would even argue, when you are selling something, you still need to give something away for free. This is what's known as the sales funnel. Now, I was operating at a much lower level than some of these sales funnels. Most people give something away for free, or give something away from a tiny, tiny amount of money where the value is out of this world. And then during the process of you having that thing, they will sell it up to you. Why don't you buy this? This is only 200 quid. And then once you're buying that, you know what? There's a blueprint that's actually £2,000. Why don't you buy that? And then once you bought that, you know what? We're running a masterclass in the Lake District, and that's £4,000, and you can meet everybody. That is a sales ladder. Everything goes up and up and up and up and up, and they get you in at the lowest point where it's free, or whether they're making a slight loss, and build you up that way. That is a tried and tested marketing technique called the sales funnel that you should be aware of. I didn't want to go in my first 2 to 3 years up that ladder. I just wanted to stay in the free section and then offer what is called a low ticket offer, which was later my mentoring course. But my mentoring course was a long, long way away. I knew everyone needed the spreadsheet. But on top of that, not only did I give them a spreadsheet, I gave them a Facebook community, which was free. And I was putting my time and effort into growing that Facebook community. On top of that, I was growing a YouTube channel, which was free, where I was documenting everything about what I was doing in my journey. Not only that, I was doing daily TikToks and Instagrams. Notice how I'm not charging anybody for anything yet. And this was for months and months and months. And even then, when I did eventually release my mentoring program, that's when I started the podcast, which was also free. Nobody could ever accuse me of being a geezer that just flogged courses. They tried to accuse me. But when you highlight, hang on a minute, look how much I give away for free. That instantly destroys their argument, and it instantly puts you back in the bracket of trustworthy guy. So we're talking 7, 8, 9 months at this point. And don't forget, I needed that money. I was desperate for it. I had a clock that was ticking, not only on the challenge, but also on the way that my wife and I could live our lives. But being short-sighted and learning something for 2 months and then going, right, now I'll sell it because I'm an expert, that wouldn't have worked. What was really important was that people came to me and asked me to be a mentor before I offered anything. That was vital. I had offered so much free material. Everyone understood that I was a person that knew what they were talking about, not through sales, just through generosity. Then they would say, I like this guy, I want to be mentored by him. I want more time with him. And that's what happened. People were reaching out to me, Des, can you mentor me? And I was saying, I'm sorry, I don't have a product for you at the moment, but I'll build one. People were offering stuff to me. Training courses were being offered to me for free, just because my name was attached to it, and they know that I would give an honest review to people that would pay attention to me. Now, what's so vital is, once you've got that trust, keep it. It's so bloody easy to lose trust once you've got it. It's so bloody easy, because all it takes is one false move. Now, there is a story on my Facebook group. Me and my business partner at the time, we were building our own wholesale company. And a post went out saying, oh, we found a wholesaler that is this, 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 and this, and this. And the post went out for my business partner. And it was an accidental thing. There was no maliciousness behind this. But he put in there, we found a wholesaler, and it's this one. Someone went away, checked companies else, and found my name on it. And they went, hang on a minute, you framed this like you found a wholesaler. What you're not telling us is that it's your wholesale company. That's the trust gone. And they said it, that's the trust gone. I was gutted. I was on holiday at the time, I was in Cornwall. And I was like, no, No, this isn't even me. I didn't even write that post. But that's how fragile trust can be. You have to be true to who you are all the time, because everyone is looking for a reason to call you a scammer. Everyone is looking for that reason to say you are this, 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 and this. Well, just so happens now, I've got 3 years worth of trust and transparency in there. So I've got a bit of skin in the game now. It will take a lot for someone now to say that you're untrustworthy with justification. But there's so many examples of people that built with the right intentions, and then when the money came in, it changed them as a person, not necessarily for the better, and then money grabbing happened. And once your trust is gone, it doesn't come back. That will always stick. The two guys that I lost on that Facebook group that said the trust is gone, they didn't come back, and I wouldn't have expected them to. But that trust that I've put in place is the thing that's got me to where it's got me to. And the same goes for my partner Luke. He knows exactly how important trust is. And when we run this community and say it's free, we have got people left, right and center, really important people of influence, who are telling us regularly, you should be charging, you should be charging. And our simple answer is no, because we've already told them it's free. Now imagine what would happen if we started charging, even a tenner. The ones that are loyal would pay it, I know they would. And I know they'd be fine, and they know they'd say, oh, we've had so much value from you, tenner a month is nothing. But that's not the point. Someone will always go back to a post, or 20, where me and Luke have told everyone, look how free we are. We've given up short-term money, because when the long-term money comes, it will be generational, and it will be sustainable, and it will keep coming time and time and time again. And it's ringing true. Look what happens on these live events. Three live events now. All I've done is announce it. And we've had 100 tickets go on the most recent one. The two before that, 70 odd, 80 odd, just on my word. I hadn't even booked a venue. I hadn't even told anyone who was coming. But if Des Hamilton's releasing something, the question of, is it gonna be worth it, doesn't even pop into anyone's head anymore. What a lovely thing to happen, right? What a lovely thing to have. And that's what it takes for you to do it. For you to start bringing in money on a relatable, realistic, repeatable basis, you need that trust, and you need that honesty, and you need that transparency, and you need to have invested a couple of years in building it up, giving, 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 giving. Because when you do charge, they will lap it up. Interesting, right? Interesting. I think this is also one of the reasons why our community is seen as being the thing that it is, the fastest growing one on the TikTok platform. People are seeing us now, Luke and I, in a space where we are coming with this wealth of trust. When brands come to our live events, they see it with their own eyes. They see what our community really is, which is an extended family. Incredible. Anyway, that'll do. Short and sharp one, this one. This might even be a little bonus episode. Anyway, thanks for coming back. Take care.